Welcome to First Focus, a podcast here at First Presbyterian Church of Columbia, where we highlight various events and ministries around the church. I'm one of your hosts, Josh Adair, pastoral intern of Biblical Counseling. This week, we're interviewing Miss Elena Dietrich. Elena has been helping to facilitate our AB team's communications in this season with you, our congregation. She's going to share about the different media options our church is offering in order to stay connected with our church family while not being able to meet physically together. If you have questions about the show or any ministry at the church, don't hesitate to contact us. You can find all of our contact info on our website, which is firstpresscolumbia.org, or you can email us at podcast@firstpresscolumbia.org. You can also check us out on our app. Let's get to the conversation. Welcome back to First Focus. I'm Josh Adair, one of your hosts, and with us today we have a very special guest, Miss Elena Dietrich. Elena, why don't you go ahead and say hello?
Hello.
It's good to have you with us today, Elena. And many of you, our listeners, may not realize it, but Elena is helping to facilitate a lot of our digital communications for our church on a team of our audiovisual ministry. And so she's here with us today to share with us about how we have taken our church online from not really being online other than the live stream to the buffet of options that we have for you to continue to engage with our church. But before we do that, Elena, why don't you share a little bit about how you actually came to our church? You've been on this show, First Focus, once before when Reverend Squires was the host, and then you were serving in a different capacity and in a different stage of life. And so tell us a little bit about where you're at today.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me here. I started attending First Presbyterian back in 2015 when I was a freshman at USC, and I started actually working on staff for First Pres my sophomore year in 2016. With the local missions committee. So I interned with them and got to help with a lot of our local missions and getting to see some really cool ways that our church is helping serve the city of Columbia. And I graduated from USC last year with my degree in public relations, and I'm currently working on getting my master's degree in communications. So I've started transitioning to help with some of the communications things here at First Pres. My husband, Ben, I actually met him here at First Pres. He is now a deacon here, and we're really involved in the Young Professionals class. So we really love this church, and I'm excited that I can get to help with some of our communication things during these weird times.
Yeah, we're so glad to have you, Elena. It's been so helpful. And so, Elena, can you tell us a little bit about everything that our church has going on? I mean, many of our listeners, we may not realize it, but what we basically offered before our pandemic started was, in terms of digital options, was the ability to view sermons, the ability to listen to some podcasts. And we have vastly expanded that and taken our church online over the last few months. And so we thought it would be helpful for Elena to share just a little bit about how, what those options are now and how you can now access them in a more simple and easy way. Why don't you go ahead and tell us about it, Elena?
Yeah, I like how you said it earlier, a buffet of options. That is for sure what we're offering right now. So just to kind of give a brief overview, I could easily spend 2 hours or so talking about all of the different things that we are offering through our various ministries. Obviously, as most of you know, we're offering our live stream service every Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. We also have a children's sermon video that we post each week on Sunday morning featuring Dr. Thomas. Many of you know that we have our daily devotional videos. Dr. Thomas puts those together along, obviously, with our wonderful media team who edits and posts. So those are just short 5-minute videos each weekday. They're very encouraging. Of course, podcasts. We have so many cool podcasts happening right now. Obviously, First Focus right here. But this is not the only one. We have 5 other ones that are kind of rotating, and they're not long podcasts. I think that's a misconception. Most of them are around 20 minutes or less. Even Tuesday, Thursday, we have a lockdown reading podcast where our ministers will recommend a book worth reading, and those are only 2 to 3 minutes. The Pastor's Roundtable podcast gets released each week. That features both our ministers, but also we have guest pastor friends who stop in, and sometimes our interns as well, just to discuss different current issues. Our Senior Connect podcast is happening, and that's put on by our seniors ministry. Brian Bolt has put together a really helpful mini-series on family worship that's available. And obviously, Josh Squires has continued his 1A podcast, and he's done a couple mini-series, one on fear and another on anger, and those are both available. So really something for everyone in those podcasts. Again, not long at all, so those are encouraging. Sure. We have Prayer Connect that happens each week. So that's on Wednesday nights, and we have groups of 12 or so people that are gathering together via Zoom, and those prayer groups are led by our elders. And I've, you know, heard over and over again how encouraging it is to get to see people, see your friends, people in your community, even if it's online, getting to gather together and pray has just been really encouraging. And there's almost 200 or so people participating in that each week. So another wonderful option.
That's really exciting.
It is so exciting, and it's a great way to kind of get some community in there as well. And then, you know, Sunday schools. A lot of our Sunday schools have moved online. So they're doing Zoom. A couple of them are sending out audio links. And then some are just doing other ways, checking in with their members. You know, we've got a lot of questions about Sunday schools. So I would just encourage anyone, you know, if you have questions about your Sunday school class, contact your teacher. And if you don't have that contact information or you haven't been able to reach them, feel free to contact the church. We will definitely work to get that information to you. And then, like I mentioned earlier, various ministries. It has been so encouraging to see how creative all of our ministries have been, from our children's ministry and their website that they've put together, through youth and college, young professionals, women, senior adults, everyone else in between. They have been so ingenuitive with what they put together for their ministries using Zoom and social media and YouTube. Obviously, the music ministry has been so incredible in what they've been able to put out with their music recitals and different things that they're doing as well. So, you know, there's just lots of cool options that are happening right now. And I would just say that if you haven't been participating in any of those things, you definitely need to check them out for sure.
Man, that is, it's been incredible to see from a first person perspective, but it's also, I can imagine for our listeners who heard all of what just happened, they're somewhat familiar, but they're also, it would be tempting to gloss over a little bit when you hear about everything that we're doing. And so I think it might be wise for us to think about, how do we begin to help folks access this stuff in a singular way? Is there a place we can begin to drive them or encourage them to go to in order to easily access all of these different options?
Yes, absolutely. You are right. It is easy to be overwhelmed just because there are so many different ways that you can get wonderful material and good connections. The easiest way is to visit our website, firstpresscolumbia.org. And on our homepage, there is one of the banners that says COVID-19 Ministry Updates. Clicking on that banner will take you to a page that has literally everything. So you'll be able to click on all the different tabs. We have them for everything I just mentioned. There's a tab, and you're able to access those videos, the podcast, music ministry, women's ministry, all the way through Prayer Connect. All of those things are right there.
I just did that on my iPad, and it looks like there's just simple buttons you can click. If there's anything that you need, it's all laid out very easily to access there. So, again, our website, firstpresscolumbia.org, and then click on the COVID updates banner that's going across the home screen.
Yes, right there.
That's wonderful. Well, awesome. Well, what are some other ways that we can help our listeners get to this content?
Yes. So, also on our website, I wanted to mention up at the top, you'll see that we have a new area, a resources tab. So we added that just as a place to host our podcasts and our videos. So if you're looking for podcasts, videos, bulletins, first things, those are linked there in the resources tab. So I wanted to make you aware of that. And then, of course, the app. If you don't use the app, you need to be using the app. Go ahead and download it. And by going to the homepage and then the media section on the app, you can access daily devotionals, podcasts, music recitals. We try to keep everything as up to date as possible. We are constantly updating things there, so definitely check that out as well.
So just to clarify, for them to go onto our app on their mobile device, all they have to do is pull it up, and then on the homepage, when you click on the home, there's a media button that will take you to each of these individual podcasts or episodes as well.
Right. And we have a wonderful media team at First Pres. Our staff has been so helpful in getting all of that lined up to try and make it as easy as possible for our listeners.
Yes, that's exciting and encouraging to hear about as well.
Are there any other ways that, let's say, someone who is not as prone to access our website or use our app, is there a third way that they can access some of this content?
Yes, I definitely want to highlight our social media as well. We have a Facebook page and an Instagram page that we are working to keep active. We post the links to our material there as well. So go and find and follow those at First Press Columbia. And then we also have a YouTube page. So we've started a YouTube channel for the church, and that's where we have daily devotionals there as well, the Fun Friday daily devotional videos there, past sermons, and we have links to our other ministry channels as well. So those are all great resources if you happen to use social media.
Well, wonderful. Elena, this is so helpful. Is there anything else you think that you would want our congregation or listeners to know as they seek to try and engage in these various media platforms?
Yes, I just, you know, want to continue to emphasize the fact that we are continuing to adapt and work on all of these different media channels. We really want this to be as convenient as possible, not only for our most tech-savvy person, but also for someone who doesn't have a lot of computer knowledge. We really want to be able to use these online channels to continue to encourage and minister to our congregations. So if anyone has any questions about any of these resources, I hope that they would email us and ask. We want to be as helpful as possible in any way we can.
And what would the email be that they need to contact or for them to be able to get a specific media-related question like this answered?
The best email is going to be the info@firstpresscolumbia.org, our basic contact email, and we'll make sure that any of those questions get to the right people to answer them.
So, Elena, as you have just shared about all of these digital resources, I'm also cognizant of the fact that we actually are not the only person producing digital content right now. And the resources that we have, they are vastly helpful, but I'm sure that some people might be looking for ways to thoughtfully engage with those resources beyond just consumption. There's more than just one way to use these resources. How would you encourage our listeners to engage with them and even to use them among friends or other things like that?
Yeah, well, I definitely agree with you. We are being hit in all directions from the media perspective. I know that my email is blown up every day from clothing companies and Krispy Kreme telling me of everything they're doing in this situation. So, you know, it's easy to get overwhelmed for sure, but not only are we able to use these resources for personal encouragement, I know that the easiest thing to think about is, oh, this will encourage me today.
Sure.
But really, using these resources to encourage our friends and family, both those who are believers and those, you know, who are lost right now and don't know what to think about the situation. I think these are great tools, not only the videos, but also the podcast. Everyone is fearful right now in different ways, and a lot of people are scared and angry and, you know, really just unsure of how to handle the situation that we're finding ourselves in. And these tools are really great to share with those people, to share with your friends, your family, even on social media. You never know who is in need of some encouragement or what will happen if you share those things. So I would say not only think about it from your personal perspective, but also how can you use it as an evangelistic tool to really reach out to,
sure,
to your community, your people.
Well, that sounds wonderful. And we really appreciate all that you guys are doing to help facilitate this. And it's amazing to see the way that our 225-year-old congregation has adapted to life in a pandemic age, but it's also really encouraging to see God still at work through the means of His Word and His people. So,
absolutely, absolutely.
Well, wonderful. Well, is there anything else you wanted to share today, Elena?
I think that's about it for me, Josh. Thank you so much for having me here and giving this opportunity to share all of our cool resources with everyone.
Thank you so much for being willing to help facilitate this, and thanks too to our AV team for being willing to continue to help our congregation connect in this way. To your listeners, thank you too for continuing to engage with our podcast and all of our media out there. We're really grateful, and we hope that you grasp something of how much our staff and our pastors miss you in this season and miss being in your presence with you. We hope to see you again soon, and until then, may the Lord bless you guys.
You've been listening to First Focus. On behalf of Ms. Elena Dietrich, as well as all of the staff here at First Presbyterian Church of Columbia, thank you for joining us. If you have questions about the show or any ministry at the church, don't hesitate to contact us. You can find all of our contact info on our website, which is firstpresscolumbia.org, or you can email us at podcast@firstpresscolumbia.org. If you would like to stay up to date with new episodes as they come out, you can download our app. Just search for First Presbyterian Church of Columbia, South Carolina, in the App Store of your choice. We hope you'll join us again next time, and until then, God bless.